Once again, the cell phones are out.
Oh, I didn't know we were. Are we working?
I am. You are on your cell phone, Greg.
What?
You are on your cell phone. Okay. Well, I'm here. How you guys doing? Yeah.
Fine.
Oh, good. Good. A little bit of a delay on Greg's microphone.
No, what? I'm texting.
Hold on. Yeah? Brian?
Yeah?
You with us? What does that mean?
Yeah, no, I'm here.
Okay, good.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Shide Show.
Hey! Look at me, I came right to life.
Right into it. My name is Brian Gerard, I'm with Greg Hoyt.
Oh, good evening, ladies.
And Robert Shide.
Hey, hello, ladies and gentlemen.
Question, gentlemen.
Yeah.
Yes.
How are your New Year's resolutions going? Yeah.
Did I make any?
It's uncomfortable. Remember we went around and said...
We assigned.
Oh,
we
yeah, I'm supposed to go on a vacation.
Right. So how's that going so far?
I have not gone on a vacation yet. But it's only been a few weeks.
Has it? Yeah, I guess it has.
Well, I've been sick.
You with the sickness. You're almost at the... It sounds like you're at the tail end of it.
Have you planned a vacation?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Greg's doing good.
Awesome. What was mine?
Yours was...
I told you to make love to your woman on New Year's Eve.
Did you?
Yeah.
Didn't
I?
I don't know. I think you had... That was an internal monologue. Thanks for sharing
As you're
that.
Going...
Wow.
As you're going
a
through your...
awkward.
This is going well.
As you're going through your actual New Year's resolution, inside my mind, I'm going, you know what, man? I hope Robert makes love to his woman on New Year's Eve.
It's unbelievable.
That would be great.
That is the most unbelievable.
Is that weird?
Is it weird?
I thought I shared that.
No, it's kind fairly
thing.
Bizarre.
I'm not sure if that's really what happened.
Or maybe it was when you were telling me about how you were going to ask her to marry you, and then I said, you've got to make love to her after that.
That would have been several months ago. Yeah.
But I said that to you, right?
Yes, at that point.
I'm not totally crazy.
Brian, what was Brian's New Year's
resolution? Oh, to step into it.
Allow myself.
Allow yourself.
Yep. I'm going to allow myself. That's so ambiguous.
Have you done that?
Yeah, I think so. I'm allowing myself.
All right. One out of three.
I guess so. I'm taking it down. So far, I'm living into my resolution. Certainly New Year's resolutions. They never last.
They're tough.
The gyms clear out. The diets go to hell. Yeah. Relationships crumble.
Really?
I don't know about
Do you think a lot of relationships crumble after the New Year's?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Why?
Do you think people were holding on to the relationship just to get them through?
To get through the holidays.
Oh, that's right.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
actually, yeah.
100%. 100% that happens. But I'm trying.
I've had that thought process. Mm. I've been in relationships where I'm like, I'll just wait until after Christmas to leave.
Yeah, because you don't want to be shaking the tree down during the holidays. That's terrible.
It's depressing enough.
Yeah.
These holidays.
So I kind of did it wrong. I doubled down before.
You doubled down big.
Before the holidays.
You should have been doubling down now to get you through. It's the same with marriages. Most marriages. Here's the deal.
Yes.
Relationships are like this.
Tell me, relationship guru.
Let me tell you.
Yes. The man
relationships
who knows
are like
it all.
This.
Yeah. Yes, go for it.
Get in the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Super passionate. All systems are go. Passion starts waning. Oh, Christmas is coming. Great. Here's Christmas. Passion goes up again. Dog and pony show. Everybody's watching. Look at the baby. Here are the presents. Let's open the presents.
Whose baby?
Oh, Robert. Somebody else's baby.
Oh, okay. Not
We're
from
all,
your relationship.
It's a shiny
all right,
thing.
I just
like
check
shiny.
In the stages of the relationship.
Happy Christmas. Merry Christmas. Look at the baby. Look at the baby. Here's the necklace. Love you. A little bit. A spark.
Right.
Dip. Day after Christmas. Dip.
Wow. Day after Christmas,
wait. We got New Year's in a week. Okay, cool. New Year's party. Let's keep drunk, get drunk. Happy New Year! Oh, the great heaven, oh God. Next morning.
January 1st, 10 a.m.
Next morning?
All-time low. Just listen. This is how it goes. Wow. All-time low in the relationship. You've only been together about a year. This is your first holidays together. What do we do? What do we do? We're 32 years old. You're 29. You want to have start. The girl wants to start having kids. Okay. What do we do here? It's really cold. Wait a second. I'll ask her to marry me. Will you marry me? I farted.
Yes.
Oh my God, we're engaged. Engaged. Right. 6 months engagement. Yes. Engaged. Wedding.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We're planning the wedding.
Look at the baby. Whose baby is it this time? Somebody else's still.
Some baby
the same
it's
ambiguous
the
baby.
Just a baby.
Cousin yeah. baby.
Okay, just checking.
I want to see.
Because my mom, my dad, everybody's meeting. It's wedding day.
Right. You hungry? Eat a sandwich. You hungry?
Okay. Whoa. Wedding morning. Day of the wedding in the morning.
I'm thinking about running. Maybe I should run.
No, Jeff. As your best man, I can't let you do that.
I think I need to get in the car.
No, Jeff. Just get.
Start the car.
Look at the baby.
Is the baby in the car?
No, the baby is in the chapel. We're looking out through the doors.
At the baby. Okay. Just trying to figure this out.
Hey, okay. Yay, we're going down the aisle. Yay, throwing the rice. Yay. It worked. We did it. Party.
Yes.
After party reception. Honeymoon. Hawaii. Look at the baby. Look at the babies in Hawaii. Look at all the tan babies.
And wow.
My cousin, he owns a resort
it's
here.
It's not good to tan your baby, by the way.
We're at the honeymoon. We're doing the honeymoon. Come back. Honeymoon's over.
Do you proceed to make a baby?
Maybe I'll drop one in.
Look at the baby.
Have a baby? Start. Oh my God, she's pregnant. She's late. Is she pregnant?
I don't know. I'm not ready for a baby. Look at the baby.
What is happening here? Oh my God. I'm pregnant. Oh my God, we're having a baby. This is my mom, this is my dad, you guys yeah. haven't seen each other, this is a wedding, yeah. Oh, there's yeah. a baby, look at the baby. We're gonna have one of those babies. Oh my God. Baby. Baby's born. Bring the baby home. First night at home. Honey, the kid's crying.
You get him.
Baby, go get him.
I'm sleeping.
Okay.
Look at the baby. It's your baby.
Hey, Jeff, it's Chris. What are you calling so late for?
Huh? I'm just up.
What's up? Everything okay?
Yeah, what are you doing?
Jeff, is that the baby?
Baby? Yeah, man. Tell me, where are you?
I'm at home. I'm sleeping in my bed
next to who?
Dolores. You don't know her. She's just random.
Oh, man. Tell me, where'd you meet her?
Jeff, come on, where'd man. Where'd you meet her?
Shut up!
Jeff.
What, man?
I gotta go, man.
Where are you going?
Dolores wants to give me a blowjob.
What?
Talk to you later. Bye.
No, just keep the phone on.
Only.
1 year later, baby's first birthday. Oh my God, I can't believe it. It's so great. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
God damn it.
And so it goes.
I get it.
On and on and on. A relationship becoming a never-ending excuse for more celebrations, but those celebrations are just substitutes to try to keep the relationship going.
Wow.
How do you like that?
Horrible.
It's a great story.
So negative.
No.
So negative.
No, it's not.
It is indeed.
You don't see that?
See the celebrations as a way of refilling the tank,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to having them actually be celebrations for where you are. I mean, there are certainly joyous elements to the celebrations, and they do refill that tank. But, I mean, you know, I can only hope that the tank doesn't get as low as you say. And in your relationships, I don't know. You know, maybe they are getting lower than normal. Maybe someone's siphoning some gas out of your tank.
Ooh.
Robert, don't forget to look at the baby.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was a good bit. That's not actually how I feel. It was just a bit. It's okay. Better. The bit is better if it's ultra negative. If it's like, if the relationship goes sunny. You know that there really is no comedy without conflict. You know that, right, Robert?
I am well aware of that.
So what I was doing when I was doing that story bit thing,
mm-hmm.
I was establishing conflict through the character that I was sort of talking about on the behalf of a man. The character wasn't into it. You know what I mean? Neither of them seemed to be into it, the boy or the girl.
It's just that you knew that character so well.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I'm a really good actor.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's not about acting, though, because you were kind of writing it.
Yeah, as I was going.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm a genius.
Yeah.
Brian, would you say Greg is a genius writer?
No.
Actor?
Not particularly. Yeah. Genius? I mean, I don't call anyone a genius.
I think he did study at the Gregory Lewis Peter Hoyt Academy.
Oh, come on, man. That's fast backwards. That's Gregory Peter Lewis.
Sorry.
God.
Gregory Peter Lewis Hoyt Academy
For Dramatic good. Arts.
I forget what it was.
Oh, my God. You guys want to hear a fucking crazy thing that some girl told me the other day?
Please.
On a date? This was insane. I swear to God, I date insane people only.
Tell us about your date and how did it make your tank feel?
Empty.
Oh, no.
This date, on this date, the girl told me that she thought that I might be a narcissist. And I said, well...
I'm sorry. Hold pause. Can we pause?
Yes.
At what stage during the date did that line come up? Because that's not like the opener.
It came out within an hour and a half.
Had
of
you?
Us hanging out.
How many mirrors were around you?
None. But she said that she thought that I was a narcissist. And I said, well, excuse me, madam, but I happen to know because I'm a smart dude and a narcissist. No, I'm a smart person.
Yeah.
I happen to know quite a few of the attributes of narcissists as a personality disorder. And that's a rather heavy burden to lay at my feet this evening.
Within an hour.
Yeah, this evening.
Okay.
Narcissists, my lady, typically feel no empathy for other people. Mm. They take no responsibility.
Yeah.
And they're completely self-obsessed to the point of self-destruction.
Mm.
Is that how you see me?
Hmm.
And she's like, no. She kind of didn't really say no. And I was like, wow. I said, the fact that I'm having a conversation with you about me possibly being a narcissist makes me being a narcissist impossible.
So how well did you know this person?
Not well. Okay. Not that well. Not all well right. enough for that.
This wasn't a friend.
No. But this is somebody that was surprising. It was surprising that this person was saying it, and I was
throw
like,
that out.
Fuck.
Yeah.
But they were probably saying it because that's what they're attracted to, and they were labeling you that, too, because that's what they were feeling attracted.
That's exactly right, Brian. You're very astute, because she then said, because I said, I got to tell you a couple rules that I live by now, my lady.
Mm.
I never take anything personally anymore, because I learned the hard way that taking other people's opinions of me personally leads me to ruin.
Yeah.
Because unfortunately, I actually am very empathic and to a fault.
Mm.
She then said, that's a very wise thing that you've said. It's nice that you don't take things personally. I feel like, truthfully, I know that I'm attracted to narcissists. Brian just said that. And I said,
you're welcome, America.
I said, well, why are you? Okay. I said, that's cool. And she goes, so the fact that I'm attracted to you makes me think that you're a narcissist. And I said, where did you learn that? And she said, in therapy. And I said, well, maybe your therapy is actually moving you away from being attracted to narcissists. And maybe I'm actually a nice guy.
Right.
And now you're torpedoing this by telling me that
unless
I'm a narcissist.
She knows through therapy that she is not only attracted to narcissists, but Libras, perhaps.
But I'm not a Libra.
Yeah, no, I know. I'm just throwing that out there.
Yeah, it was just really weird, man. How weird is that? I just have these insanely odd dates. Like, the dates... do you guys... Just stay in your relationships, even if you're both unhappy, and I know that you are very unhappy, both of you in your relationship.
What are you talking about?
I'm very happy in my relationship. Thank you for your assessment.
I'm kidding.
But this is the whole, like, what she said in terms of narcissist, clearly an odd thing to throw down. But I agree with what Brian says. It is very common for you're attracted to somebody, you're on a first date, and you say that usually it's the sign thing. Are you a Libra? Are you a Sagittarius? Yeah. You know, are you a Scorpio? And
I'm
whatever they say, well, they don't say, oh, I'm attracted to Scorpios. They wait for your answer, right?
Yeah, and then they say.
And then usually it's like, if you say, yes, I am a Leo. I am so attracted to Leos. And that's their way of being able to tell you in a comfortable, like, non-direct way, I'm attracted to you. So that was her way of trying to tell you that she was attracted
I'm
to you.
I'm going to go a step further here, Robert. I'm going to go a step further. It has nothing to do with you at all. It has nothing to do with Greg Hoyt at all.
Yeah.
It has to do with this person being like, I'm about to rip my pants off and I need to justify to my therapist what I'm about to do because according to some sort of sociological boundary that I'm about to totally blow apart, I need to fit something into a category here. So I'm going to label you this. So that when I actually pop into that behavior, it's because that's what my therapist told me I would be doing anyway.
Right, yeah.
I'm going to just label this as something that fits my behavior.
She was justifying it. So,
L.A. story. Everyone got a thing.
How was the second date?
If I wasn't sick, that would be a great cricket noise.
Yeah.
It made me bum out. I was just like, not bum out because what she said that I was like, oh my God, I'm a narcissist.
Right.
I was just bummed because it definitely stuck with me because it just stuck with me and we've talked about this.
Yeah.
The red flag thing where I'm just like, I don't want another girl that's going to tell me how shitty I am.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I want a girl that's like, you are fucking rad. And it's hard to find a woman. And I'm not that rad. I know that. But it's hard to find a woman that will even make believe and be like, you're rad.
Let alone a phrase from the 90s like that. Just tell you rad. You're rad.
Rad, baby.
To be like, okay, you don't have to be screaming for the mountaintops. I know it's not realistic. Like, you're the best. But I would rather not hear anything. I'd rather not hear anything about how you feel about me as opposed to, I think you're a narcissist.
That's a pretty odd starter.
Yeah, you're just like, where is this relationship going
to
go?
God, relationships continue to boggle my mind.
Man. But you're in one.
Are
you boggled because of my experiences?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because your experiences are pretty solid.
Nothing like yours.
No.
Ever.
No.
I've never shared a single experience that you've ever had.
Well, through performing, we have.
Yeah, okay, yes. But I'm talking like the relationships you described. Like, I have never been with a woman or girl or anyone.
Period? Really?
Ever.
Oh, my God.
You can't punctuate those, Robert.
I've never been with let me start over. I've never been on a date and had a woman turn to me and say, I think you're a narcissist.
And that turns me on.
And I am hot for teacher on that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who does that happen to? That's the thing that's so absurd. I don't know why I get these quotes.
Because you also have these experiences that I never have and that Brian never has that I know of, where you have these eye locks with women where it's like magnetic attraction, and next thing you know, pants are off.
Yeah, no, actually, Robert, you're on your own on this.
In no pants party.
Those kinds of things happen to me all the time. I'm always really trying to keep that at bay.
Okay,
almost every day, I just have an eye lock.
Yeah.
I do a full eye lock with at least one or two people where I have to act, like they just start disrobing. I'm like, no, you can't.
You have to tighten
your belt. You can't succumb
to
the power of my eye lock.
Is that what you think it is, an eye lock?
I know it's an eye lock.
How do you know?
Because I've heard tell of one situation where it was a pure eye lock.
Oh, man, that's right.
It was after a show at the Zephyr.
That's right. Oh, yes.
I witnessed the eye lock. Yes.
Oh, my God.
I witnessed it.
When he locks eyes, man, it's like a pit bull grabbing a rabbit.
Yeah. But
it's a lockjaw.
Look, I've seen the eye lock several times, not just with you, but with a good friend of mine, Steve.
Steve?
I was at a football game. And, you know, it was raining, but we were having a great time down front. And there were these cheerleaders down there. And I was like, man, is that cheerleader looking at me? She was smiling, super cute, really nice and everything. And I was like, oh, wow, this is pretty cool. Yeah, I was smiling back. And then, for whatever reason, I decided to turn and look over my shoulder. And I realized, oh, wait, Steve is there. And so I moved kind of a little to the side. And I was like, oh, no, she's got the eye lock with Steve.
How'd that work out?
Oh, Steve didn't do anything because, you know.
Ugh.
Yeah.
There's nothing worse than a non-committal to an eye lock.
You got to commit to the eye lock.
You can't do a non-action eye lock, non-reciprocal.
The eye lock is a sacred thing. I mean, I don't bullshit eye lock.
Mm.
You know? You can't bullshit eye lock.
I would imagine, since I've never done that, I would imagine it wouldn't be something you would throw away.
It's not something to do. It's something that happens.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's the thing.
Yeah.
You guys have had eye lock. With the women, I'm sure, the women that you're with, at some point there was... And let me say something. Eye lock doesn't necessarily have to be eyes.
What?
Eye lock is an energy. Eye lock can be much more subtle than eyes.
For me, it was definitely... There was energy. We were just the way we were talking.
That's
eye lock. But eye lock... No. I think... I don't want to suddenly group eye lock in with all these different other things that happen with relationships. Eye lock is a very specific thing.
I agree with Robert. I'm just trying to group it in.
It's very specific, yeah. Because and who knows? I mean, maybe with Nora, it would have been an eye lock, but that's not how we met. You know, we met. At a location. We met on a date.
That. It does have to do with that.
But yeah, it wasn't one of those across the room
first
kind
of
thing.
Eye lock happens in a very specific environment.
Yeah.
And it's like the wild animal kingdom
environment.
Yes. It is a full on, like, a cheetah meets a friggin' tiger.
And it is, and I am not afraid. I am looking at you.
Yeah.
And if you hold this, and that's the thing, is if it's held, right, B? It's like, if it's held, then all sorts of information is being
just
like,
going back and forth. Now,
and then the pants come off.
That's right.
You do, and I'm not necessarily saying this is from personal experience, but there is a risk that with eye lock also can come someone knocking you out.
Yes, definitely.
Oh, because... Yeah. That person is spoken for.
Yeah.
Spoken for, or you get into Creepsville a little too hard, and all of a sudden you find yourself defending your eye lock.
You gotta know.
Next thing you know, as of last week, Z-Pac is showing up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, and kicking your ass.
And kicking,
as well as everyone else around you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Throwing a grenade into the bar. Yeah. No, you gotta be careful with eye lock.
And I'm not saying that any relationship is less... off because it didn't start with an eye lock.
Dude, you know? One of my best relationships, like not my best, but one of my most intense. One of the person that I fell in love with was eye lock.
Was eye lock.
It was eye lock.
Yeah.
And that eye lock moment
fueled
3 years of my life.
It filled the tank.
Fueled it up.
Yeah.
With ultra high grade jet propulsion.
But the problem is that jet propulsion probably... You were flying so freaking fast, you ignored all these other signs and weren't able to address issues that you needed to address.
Totally.
So,
power of the eye lock.
Oh, it was like a soul. It was, I mean, as ridiculous as this sounds, that eye lock was like falling off the fucking planet.
Wow.
It was like seeing somebody. It was like if I saw, if we were friends, right?
Yeah.
We are friends.
If we were friends. Thanks,
guys,
Greg. Whoa.
Just, let's pretend.
Did he just let me know that we're not actually friends?
No, I motioned to all of you, both of you.
Wow.
No.
Greg.
It's like us being friends, right?
Yeah, let's pretend.
This experience of eye lock in particular that I'm referring to.
Okay.
It was like Me and Robert are friends. Me and Brian are friends. We're friends for years. We're great friends.
Yes.
We don't see each other for a lifetime. Maybe we never see each other from here until 100 years old. Okay. All sorts of things have happened, and it's just like whatever. Then suddenly, we're being carted down the hall to our last surgery or something like that, and we turn our heads on each respective gurney and look at each other, and they're like, "Oh my God, I know you."
Okay.
That was what this eye lock was like that I experienced. It was like,
I know you.
Looking at somebody and being like, holy fuck, I know you. And obviously, I'd never met this person before.
Mm.
And that person having the same experience back.
Yeah.
Now, eye lock, I think all eye lock, though, is a version of that. Yeah. Eye lock is incredibly comforting. Because somebody's looking at you and not looking away, which actually is a really rare thing in the world.
Well,
so it's like a rhythm break in a way.
Yeah,
it's a weird way that you stand out.
But there's, look, eye lock, I see an intensity to it where there's like no talking, like that kind of eye lock.
Yeah.
And for Nora and I, we were able, like there was incredible comfort and ease in being able to talk to her. And it was great. And we had so much fun that first date.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say that there was that no talking stare down. But we were looking at each other. I was comfortable looking at her and her at me.
Yeah.
So and that's that part was nice.
Similar thing where it's like a kinship.
Well, I'm going to tell you that there are categories of eye lock. And the one that I witnessed, one of the ones I witnessed from you was one where there was no talking.
It was a silent,
laser focus.
It's like napalm.
I didn't even know you watched that.
How could you not? I don't know.
I was like, but that's how eye locked I was. The whole rest of the world went away.
One of those situations. It was like, oh, there's some cute girls there. And then I was like, there's an eye lock.
You were in the middle of a stream.
Yeah, let me step out of the way.
Cross streams.
I did, yeah. And then Scotty, was like, oh yeah, that's the person that.
That's the hosey.
Yeah, that I told Greg about.
Oh,
and I don't think you knew that.
No, I didn't even know that.
You only knew that after the eye lock occurred.
Yeah,
which is just like crazy.
I know, right?
I encourage everyone in our listening audience to go and eye lock someone.
Even eye lock the one you're with.
No,
I think eye locking the one you're with is a good thing to just
reconnect. It fills that tank, as you say.
Yeah.
But you want to be careful. You don't want to eye lock the guy who's muttering to himself on a street corner.
That's right.
Okay?
Because he'll shank you up under the rib cage.
Who are you looking at
you
me?
You looking at me, motherfucker! And just like Robert's friend up in San Fran or whatever, you do not want to get into a knife fight.
He was D.C.
D.C.
Yeah.
Stay away from the knife fights.
Yeah.
I lock it up.
Yeah.
I lock it up. I lock it up. On behalf of Robert Shad and Greg Van Hoyt, I'm Brian Gerard.
Yeah.
We're the Shad Show.
What?
Yeah. Lock it up.
I lock it up.
I lock it.
I lock it up. You lock it up. We lock it up with I lock.
It up.
Did I say it again? I lock it up.
You lock it up?
We lock it up.
With I lock. Brian, wait. I have to say the letter. Yes. I lock it up.
We lock it up.
No.
You.
I lock it up.
You lock it up.
Well, let's see. I lock it up.
You lock it up.
We lock it up.
With I lock.
It up.
In your eyes, the light, the heat.
In your eyes,
I am complete.
In your eyes,
I see the doorway.
In your eyes,
the thousand churches.
In your eyes,
resolution
in your eyes
of all the fruitless souls.